I'm Drew with your Linux headlines on November 26th, 2019. The RISC-V Foundation is relocating from Delaware to Switzerland. The foundation represents more than 325 member companies from around the world, and the news comes amidst worsening global trade relations for the U.S. While keen to downplay the political aspect, the foundation's chief executive has said that members would feel a lot more comfortable if the organization was incorporated outside of the United States. The decision has been attacked by a number of U.S. politicians who have claimed that the move will lessen American influence on the technology and may allow China to circumvent U.S. export restrictions. Mozilla has published its annual report and financial statement for 2018. In its filings, the organization reveals that last year saw a drop in revenue of more than $100 million following its decision to diversify search engine royalties away from Yahoo. However, Mozilla still accrued almost $430 million in royalty revenues, and while income from its new subscription services remain a rounding error, they are growing strongly and provide some encouragement that Mozilla's privacy-first message is striking a chord with regular end users. The UbiPorts project is hoping to attract developers with improved support for the Raspberry Pi. In their latest Q&A, project members briefly discussed the efforts that are going into making the Pi 3 a viable development platform for Ubuntu Touch. The team hopes that maturing support for the Pi and ready access to cheap touchscreens for the ubiquitous single-board computer will make life far easier for anyone wanting to contribute to the project. Self-hosted users of the Splunk data analysis platform have been urged to patch a timestamp issue that could see their systems producing corrupt results from the new year. Splunk relies on regular expressions to validate its input data, and the company has discovered that their regex will incorrectly parse ordinary dates starting from January 1st of 2020, with Unix timestamps also being affected later in the year. While users of Splunk's hosted service are not affected, anybody who runs their own instance is being advised to immediately apply the fix linked in today's show notes. That's your headlines for today. Links at linuxheadlines.show/57. We'll be back tomorrow.